DW.
Chile's teachers are on strike. We are in the street asking for dignity. Teachers are shouting. Over 30,000 demonstrators have come from across the country to march to Chile's Congress building in Santiago. They have been on strike since the beginning of June. Mario Aguilar is the national representative of the Colegio de Profesores, the teachers' union in Chile, that called for the protest.
No estamos pidiendo reajuste salarial.
We are not asking for better salaries, although it would be legitimate because we don't earn the same as teachers at private schools. But we are very concerned about the Chilean education system and the neglect of public education by the state.
For the past 6 weeks, over 90,000 teachers from primary and secondary schools have been on strike on behalf of Chile's public education system. They are not only asking for improvement of their working conditions and the infrastructure in schools, they also demand a fundamental change in the education system. Carlos Diaz, regional representative of the teachers' union in the capital Santiago, explains.
Since the dictatorship in Chile, a privatization of education has been promoted. Before, 90% of education was public, but the military coup and the dictatorship changed that. In the 80s, privatization started, and now only 30% of schools are public and the rest are private. This is an ideological political decision made during the dictatorship, but the democratic governments have not changed it. That is the great debt of Chilean democracy to public education and to the poor children of our country.
In Chile, according to the Ministry of Education, around 1.2 million children are enrolled in public schools, whereas some 2 million attend state-subsidized private schools, and approximately 300,000 go to private schools. Tuition at a public school is usually free. At a subsidized school, parents have to pay between $15 and $115 per month. At a private school, monthly fees start at $100, but can also get much more expensive. The minimum wage in Chile is little over $420 a month, and many families can't afford private school fees. But students who graduate from a public school have less chances to find a job or go to university. The situation in Chile is similar to that in other countries in the region. According to a report by the Global Teachers Union Federation Education International, Latin America has been the region with the biggest growth in the privatization of education in recent decades. That, along with the neglect of public education systems, poses big problems in many Latin American countries. It has led to increasing inequality as most children of families with lower incomes neither have access to a quality primary education nor to higher education. While supporting people's freedom of choice for those who can afford it, the funding practices by World Bank and the International Monetary Fund have been contributing to this development. The World Bank has been steadily increasing its support for privatized education in lower-income countries, according to an Oxfam study. And more than one out of five World Bank education projects between 2013 and 2018 included support to governments for private provision of education. The Liceo de Aplicación, a public school in the center of Chile's capital, Santiago, has been involved in the protests since the beginning. Today, it is quiet in the schoolyard, since most teachers have joined the protests. Only a few students have come in spite of the strike and play table tennis. The school is like a second home to them. One of them is 16-year-old Franco Rojas. He has dark, wavy hair and wears a nose piercing. He is president of the student council.
Sí, lo apoyamos por el tema de que ellos mismos son quienes están a favor de forjar la educación.
We support the teachers' strike because they are mobilizing for public education. We share the same demands. These are not new problems, but they have been accumulating for years. The deficiencies in the system prevent a dialogue in the classroom. Teachers lack material to do didactic work, and we have infrastructure problems, like rain leaking into some classrooms.
Por ejemplo, en un aula de clase yo no encuentro sano que haya una gotera en tiempos de lluvia.
Alexis Silva is one of the teachers at the Liceo de Aplicación. The 31-year-old English teacher wears glasses, his long hair falls on his shoulders. The average income of a teacher at his school is around $800, while teachers at private schools earn twice as much. Silva says that one of the problems in Chile's public education system is that it deepens social inequality.
La sobrecarga de trabajo es bastante.
We have a heavy workload and barely time to prepare the classes and correct the exam papers. This contradicts a quality education. The students who go to school here come from socially disadvantaged backgrounds. We teachers are a kind of family substitute for them.
En donde los profesores pasan a ser su círculo familiar.
Meanwhile, across Santiago, teachers are discussing how to continue the strike. Others talk to people in the street or at public places about their demands. One of them is Cristian Paelamila. The 26-year-old history teacher gives a speech to education students at the University Alberto Hurtado in Santiago. Another reason for the teacher's strike is a planned curriculum reform that aims at making physical education, arts, and history that are now compulsory subjects into electives. Paelamila strongly disagrees with the reform.
The government's measures continue to worsen teachers' working conditions and the transfer of knowledge to students. Taking history from the curriculum, especially in the school years when we talk about the military coup and the dictatorship, does not contribute to a critical and reflective education system. The students must reflect critically on totalitarianism and fascism so that it is not repeated in our country.
Chilean Education Minister Marcela Cobillos is against the teachers' strikes.
Our biggest concern is that the children return to class. We cannot improve public education without classes.
However, after more than 6 weeks of strike and negotiations with the Ministry of Education, the teachers are still not satisfied with the proposals of the Ministry of Education and say they do not address all their demands. Although there seems to be little chance that things will change anytime soon, for now the public school teachers are set to continue their protests to improve public education.
DW.